Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The University of Pennsylvania agrees to comply with Title IX and NCAA policies. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I remember back when Riley Gaines and Will Thomas, who likes to go by Leah, but he's a man, definitely a man, competed and technically tied. I mean, she's a 12-time NCAA All-American swimmer.
But remember, they did tie.
She tied with him.
They tied.
That's what I mean. She tied with him.
And they gave the
trophy to him,
not to her.
Right. But they tied. But for her, as a female, to tie with this big dude is amazing. But she should have won that competition.
Well, the amazing thing is Riley Gaines, that particular tragedy that she experienced ultimately was used for good. And she didn't give up. Mm-hmm. And she has been a spokesperson for women in sports. And she's been everywhere.
Yeah,
and
she's used her platform and hasn't backed down. And now it's paying off.
And so as a result of President Donald Trump and the Department of Education doing an investigation into University of Pennsylvania's compliance with Title IX. Title IX, by the way, was passed in the 70s, and it's designed to protect women and help women in sports. So that, for example, if a college has a baseball team for men, it also needs to have an equivalent version of baseball or oftentimes softball for women. So that has opened the door for women in sports to get college scholarships out of high school, to go into professional athlete competitions afterwards, to go to the Olympics, just to have competition and to compete at the highest level. Yet now when you say, but a guy can not perform well in the men's sports, as what was happening with Will Thomas.
Right.
He was in the men's sports, and he was not competitive. And then he decided he's going to jump over to the women's sports, and now all of a sudden he wins these trophies.
I mean, he grows his hair long and puts on a one-piece, but he's still a male physically as well and wants to compete. I'm like, this is so wrong. But, you know, kudos to President Trump. Did not waste time in signing that executive order saying no men in women's sports. And then in March, the Trump administration paused $175 million in federal funding to the University of Pennsylvania. So I'm sure that got their attention because they were refusing to comply with that ban on men and women's sports.
Yeah, so the NCAA already changed its policies, and that was because of President Donald Trump and the Department of Education and the interpretation of Title IX, which is pretty clear. It doesn't involve men who want to pretend to be women. They already changed their policies. UPenn was the infamous place that, quote, Leah Thomas, Will Thomas, was the person on the swim team who competed against Riley Gaines, who, as you said, was a 12-time NCAA All-American swimmer. And the University of Pennsylvania also had other women on the swim team, some of whom were quiet until recently. One of them actually has now come out and said, her locker was right beside Will Thomas, slash Leah, his new name, was right beside. And so she would take extra efforts to not be in the same place when Thomas was showering. And she would go into a corner to change so that she would not be undressing in front of Thomas, who was a male swimmer on the women's swim team. It made her and others feel very uncomfortable. She was not outspoken like Riley Gaines, but has now come out and said what it was like to be in the same locker room right beside this man in the women's locker room.
Yeah, aside from all the issues that this was wrong, I mean, I know of at least one of them went in a closet to change because these swimmers, I mean, their suits are so tight. It takes like two people to help get them on. So to stand there fully nude in front of a guy with all of his male parts is just wrong. I mean, it's so wrong. But thankfully, the president of University of Pennsylvania has finally come around and signed an agreement that says releasing a public statement reaffirming their commitment to fully comply with Title IX and all of its athletic programs and to continuously adapt our practices as Title IX evolves over time, adhering to definitions of sex with respect to women's athletics that have been set out through two specific executive orders, and apologizing to those athletes who experienced a competitive disadvantage, really, or experienced anxiety, what we just talked about, because of the policies in effect at the time, and reviewing and updating the Penn women's swimming records set during that season to indicate who would now hold the records under current eligibility guidelines.
This is a huge agreement.
That's huge.
It's a huge settlement because they're apologizing for allowing men in women's sports. They're apologizing to the women. They're apologizing for how they've made them uncomfortable. And they're apologizing for how they've allowed a man to come in and steal their records. And so they are removing Thomas from the record-holding category, and they are awarding those records or that place to the person, the girl, who was next in line, number two, right behind Thomas.
So, yeah, I mean, but Thomas held three all-time school records in the 100, 200, and 500-meter freestyle events, as well as in the 400 and 800-meter freestyle relay events. He could never have done that in
the men's. Well, you remember when we interviewed one of the ladies who also went up against a man in her first professional outing as a golfer. And she had been on the golf team in college, and now she is turning pro. And she went up against a man who also was on a different school's golf team.
That was Lauren Miller, right?
Yeah, who she didn't compete against, but she knew him. Now she goes head-to-head against him, and he wins the competition, and she comes in number two.
He's a big old man in a skirt.
And what she said, and it's the same thing with swimmers, is that they have a competitive disadvantage because of the reach of the person's legs and arms are longer, by and large, or stronger, and they can hit the ball farther in the golf situation. But also in the swimming situation, they have a competitive advantage with regards to height, competitive advantage with regards to strength.
I mean, this Will Thomas, his wingspan, if you saw him, was huge.
Yeah. So, you know, this is an amazing development, especially in this particular case, because this was the tip of the iceberg case. This was the Riley Gaines, Leah Thomas / Will Thomas competition that really took the attention of a lot of people and has been in the news for a long time. We also see some of the same thing happening with the Olympics. Remember some of the things with the Olympics where you had
the
men
boxers
in the boxing arena? Yeah. They are now being disqualified as well.
Thank you, Lord.
You now have two cases that are going up to the United States Supreme Court in the week of July 4, that last week. The end of the term really is the last day of June, but in that next couple of days in early July, the Supreme Court decided to take two cases. Both of these cases involve boys and girls sports. One of them comes out of West Virginia, so they consolidated the two cases. We'll file an amicus brief in these cases, and they involve colleges that have policies to remove or eliminate prohibit men from competing against women, and those policies were challenged under Title IX and also the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, and those cases now are up before the United States Supreme Court. I anticipate, based upon the fact that these cases were taken and the fact that they went the other way, the wrong way, below, that the Supreme Court is looking at these cases as finally the time and the opportunity to make a statement constitutionally and statutorily that Title IX in the Equal Protection Clause does not require men to be able to compete in women's mm-hmm. sports. I mean, it just makes sense. It just completely undermines any kind of protection for women in equal protection or certainly in employment or obviously in Title IX.
Okay, so knowing that President Trump has put out this ban, no guys in girls' sports, right? It's executive order. But that will eventually come to an end if the next president comes in, right? But with these two cases at the Supreme Court, if they hopefully, prayerfully rule in favor of protecting women's sports, this would be a long-term decision.
Yeah, it'd be a long-term decision, exactly. I think Congress still needs to act. Really, you know, we've gotten past the big, beautiful bill. It's an amazing achievement in President Trump's presidency already. But what we need now is Congress, House and Senate, to pass legislation to codify many of Donald Trump's executive orders so that they're not just simply temporary and can be undone by a subsequent president. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. The website again, lc.org.